Let us pray. King of glory, Almighty God, into your presence this morning, Lord, that we might be washed by the water of the word, O Lord. Jesus, as we listen to your word this morning and as we partake of it, O Lord, it will be a life-transforming experience for us in Jesus' name. Every area of our lives that needs attention, Lord, send the light of your word, O Lord, to them and liberate us, O Lord, so that we can be the people you want us to be in your kingdom in Jesus' name. Lord, every limitation, every barrier that stops us to be able to obey you completely this morning, we nail them to the cross in Jesus' name. Father, there is a release this morning. I say there is a release of your hand upon your people this morning to perform miracles in their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are looking at a very, very special topic this morning in our Sunday school. Very special topic. It's titled Time and Timeliness. What did we say it is? Time and timeliness. It's so important. It is so important. And I believe that after this morning's Sunday school, our attitude to time management will change. I say our attitude to time management will change in Jesus' name. So time and timeliness. Can we quickly go to our text, which is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8. That's the text for this morning. So, I believe that after listening to this particular message or this Sunday school, the time management in the church itself will improve, praise God. So it's very crucial. Let me read for us to hear. He said, to everything there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. So it says, for everything under heaven, there is a time and what? And a purpose. My prayer for us this morning is that we are not going to miss our time in Jesus' name. I say you are not going to miss your time in Jesus' name. You see, by the time we look at what we have here, you will know it's so important that you don't miss your time. And the memory verse is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. Can we read it together? Ecclesiastes 12, 1. Let's go. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Let's go again. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. For the last time, let's read again. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. So the Bible says you must remember the Lord when in the days of your youth. Why? Why is that? The answer is there. Eh? Praise the Lord, because your strength is still there. Before arthritis set in, before you lose all your teeth, and you are no longer even able to pronounce the word very well. So if you want to sing to God, sing to God now. Please, I know I'm going to grow old one day. I'm not making fun of any old person, please. But I'm trying to let you know. Have you ever seen some of our old people when they've lost their teeth? Can they sing? They can't sing. Some cannot even clap anymore. Yesterday we went to celebrate the 50th wedding anniversary of a couple. You know, and these are people we had known for the past like 15 years. And you cannot believe it's the same people we used to know. This man retired as a specialist. I mean, he was a doctor. Now, to dress himself, he had to call his first son. He said, does this one look okay? And I know this man. This man used to be in charge. Anywhere he is, he's in control. He is the one, you know, when he gets to a place, you just have to know that he's there. Because he's always talking, he's always thinking of things, and he's saying this, he's saying that. Now, this is the same man, he called his son. And when he came out, I was telling my wife, I started laughing. He wore, you know, the traditional agbada and what have you, lace. And he wore canvas with lace up. Praise the Lord. You know, it's not the same man anymore. That's why God is telling you that this is your time to begin to praise God. And I'm telling you, even, you see, when you serve God and you praise God, God may choose to preserve everything that you use to serve Him. We have a few DVDs and, you know, it's called Homecoming. There's a series of them. I don't know if you know them. A series of them called Homecoming. This series contains all the people who used to sing and worship in the ministry of this man. What's his name again? Billy Graham. All the people who sang, some people who wrote songs in the early 60s, 50s, they were there. And there was a quartet we listened to. How old were they? Do you remember? The youngest was probably 77. And the oldest of the quartet was 94. And we still have it at home. And they sang, and you need to listen to the voices of these people at 94, 93, and so on. Still singing and waxing strong in the Lord. That is what God can do. If you spend your time for God, God will spend His time on your life too, in Jesus' name. So remember now your Creator. Now is the time. Don't postpone. Some people are waiting. They say, oh yes, when I get old, you see, after I've enjoyed everything, when I get old, I'll start to serve God. I'm telling you, when you, that time that they want to serve God, that opportunity may not come again. That will not be your story in Jesus' name. Time and timeliness. So it's not just your time now. We have to make sure it's timely. In our service to God, we have to make sure it is what? Timely. And of course, when you say something is timely, it means that it's according to a set time. And whose time are we talking about? God's time. Not your own time. God's time. So it is when God asks us to do, not when I want to do it. It has to be timely. It has to be God's time. and you will operate within God's time in Jesus' name, because that is the best period to operate in. As a way of introduction, I've just looked at the way the Bible refers to time. It includes the Hebrew words ait, referring to instant or duration of time during which something occurs. There's another word, olam, which refers to immeasurable time, which may be in the past or in the future, to mean length of time beyond human comprehension, not necessarily eternity. Moed, referring to a fixed time, a time designated for a specific occurrence like a festival. The Bible also refers to time in terms of appointed time, in terms of right time, in terms of opportunity for certain events or actions. The Bible also makes reference to time in terms of decisive moments and points at which God advances his purpose. That's when you hear things like the fullness of time. In Galatians 4:4, it says, "For when the fullness of time was come, God sent his son through a woman," you know, "that came to redeem the world." When the fullness of time was come, your time will come in Jesus' name. I say your time will come in Jesus' name. Now, for us to understand time, we need to look at time from two perspectives. Time in relation to God and time in relation to man. Because time in the hand of God is quite different from time in the hand of man. How many of us know that God is not in a hurry? He is the author of time. He knows time. You know, he is the author of time. When we talk about urgency in the work of God, it's about you and I, because of what time means in relation to us. As for God, he's the Ancient of Days. He doesn't grow older, neither does he get younger. He remains the same. He's unchanging. Praise God. So let's quickly look at time in relation to you and I. If that's all we can do today, I will stop there, because it's something we need to be aware of, particularly those of us from Africa. We don't seem to have a sense of time at all. Time to us means nothing. It's just another of those commodities that we can waste and use as we like. Time. Let's look at it in relation to us. So, here we are saying time is an essential finite commodity in the hand of man. So we know the meaning of finite, don't we? Praise God. Finite means something that has an end. It has a limit. It has an end. How many of us have done finite mathematics? Okay. It's one of those things we used to play with in those days. Time is a finite commodity in the hand of man. That is why man's life in its entirety is a window in the continuum of time, that is in the hand of God. Do you understand what I mean here? For God, you see, time is a continuous thing from the beginning, because there is no end with him. He is the beginning, he is the end in itself. And you and I, we are what? We are just, our life is just like a small window. Each of us will just appear and then disappear. Someone else will appear and disappear. Can you see what I'm saying? We just come like a window. Somebody pop their head in and look, and they go. They pop their head in and look, and they go. They pop their head in and look, and they go. That is what our time is as human beings in the hand of God. Meanwhile, God has the continuum of what? Of time. From the beginning to the end. Because he himself is the beginning and the end. And for us, we are just like that window in the house. You know, the wall of a house. You put a window there. So man appears. So we may appear for 70 years. We may appear for 100 years. We may appear for even 200 years, but one day we'll talk in our heads and someone else will appear. So our own time is just like a window in the time of God. Praise the Lord. That window, with what it represents for the individual or the human race, can be missed. Hence, the psalmist in Psalm 90 verse 12 says, he says, so teach us to consider our mortality so that we may live wisely. I like this version. I know you know it in another version. It says, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. But the other translation here says, so teach us to consider our mortality so that we may live wisely. In other words, so that we may make appropriate use of our time. Praise God. So, to utilize time in this wise is to live a life that is sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The only way we can use our time wisely in this world is to live a life that is what? Sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Remember that our own is like a window. We just appear for a period and we disappear. And that's why the psalmist said, look, teach me to use my time wisely. Teach me to use my time wisely. Because he knows that he is for a while. So, without this sensitivity, you stand to miss out on God's appointed time for you. Let's look at Daniel chapter 3, verse 22. Daniel 3, 22. So, because there are some things. Remember, I told you that urgency is in relation to us. Urgency is not in relation to God. Because as for God, what he will do, he will do. The only problem is that it may not be you. It may be someone else. And you don't want to miss that opportunity. Remember, even though our life is appearing like a window and we go away, what happens is this: when we become instruments in the hands of God and God chooses to pour his blessings upon us, what does he do? That blessing can be transferred. It can be transferred to our children. It can be transferred to our family. It can change the world around us. The blessings upon the life of Abraham is what is changing the world today. Physically, Abraham himself never stepped on the soils of Australia. I can assure you of that. But the blessings of Abraham is being appropriated by people in Australia till today. Praise the Lord. So it's so important how we use our time. Daniel 3:22. Can somebody read, please? So therefore, because the king's command was urgent, in other words, sometimes God gives us an assignment that needs to be done at the right time. There's an urgency to it. It's not that God is the one in a hurry. It is you who has to be in a hurry to do what God asks you to do, because you know that your time is finite and it's limited. It's a commodity that we must not waste away. Is a commodity that we have to use wisely. God will help us to use the time on our hands wisely in Jesus' name. So God expects that none of the time he entrusts to us should be wasted. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. I think I've told some of us stories before. You know, after I became born again, And I started to appreciate God. Honestly, when I look back, I just look at the way I've spent some of my time and how I wish I had known God long before the time I did. I'm telling you how I wish I knew God long before the time I did. Then we used to make fun of some people. I used to make fun of SUs. I told you one of the reasons, you know, I didn't want to get born again. Well, because I don't want to be called brother, you know. I don't want them to lump me together with them and call me brother. I just didn't like that at all. Not for any reason. I just didn't want to be called brother, you know. I would make fun of them. But when the light of God shone upon my life, I just said, God, I wish I had known you. Let somebody read Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Let me read my own version. He says, look carefully then how you walk. Listen to this. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. Do you like that? Praise God. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately. Verse 16, making the very most of the time, that is buying up each opportunity, because the days are what? The days are evil. It's so important that we use our time wisely, worthily, purposefully. And the greatest purpose you can have in your life is what? Is to look at how to glorify God. Praise God. I tell people, I say, look, to me, personal development is a secondary thing. Personal development is a secondary thing. It is after you have reconciled your relationship with God. Everything else flows from there. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then personal development shall be added unto you. The riches, the glory, the everything will be added unto you. But he said, first of all, let there be a reconciliation between you and God, and work on that relationship that you have with Christ Jesus. And thereafter, God will do what? Will add to you those things that we seek after. Praise the Lord. So the purpose that the Bible is referring to there is what? Seeking God's glory. That will be our purpose. To everything that I'm going to do, may God be glorified. Everything I'm going to do, may God be glorified. In this decision I'm going to take, God be glorified. That way I'm going to go, God be glorified. This that I'm going to lay my hands upon to do, Lord be glorified. That should be our prayer. And God will glorify himself in your life in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, as you seek to glorify God, the glory of God will just shine on you. It will shine on you. He makes all the difference. He will make the difference in your life in Jesus' name. So, you can see, it is actually ungodly to practice African time. Because it says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. It says, purposefully, circumspectly, worthily. That's the way we need to use our time. We have come to accept, we just say, oh yeah, you know, it's African time. Is another name for what? Okay, yes. Another name for lateness, another name for what? Indiscipline. Praise God. Just show honestly, that's it. That's what it means. Walk circumspectly. Because the Bible believes that if we walk wisely, then we will use time wisely. He said, because, like we said, man, we only appear like a window. We have, it's a limited commodity. And it's one of those things that once we miss, we can't get it back. How many of us can get it back? It's so, so difficult. Once it passed, it's past. Yesterday is gone. We cannot just draw it and say, God, that thing I did yesterday, Lord, I just bring yesterday back. I want to redo it. I mean, how I wish. I just wish, praise God. I tell my kid, I wish, you know, that I'd known some of the things I now know. Even though we talk about time like this, we need to remember that God also makes provision for your rest and enjoyment of time. So the time we spend as children of God, once it's purposeful, goal-directed, intended to glorify God, God also makes provisions for a time of rest for us. So in other words, we are not to leave this place and say, oh yes, we had in church today, that every moment it has to be lived purposefully. Part of the purpose is that you also take time to do what? To rest. Praise the Lord. We must rest. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. So a time you spend resting is not a wasted time. It is only when you convert the whole of your time to resting that it becomes a problem. So the time you spend resting is not a waste of time. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. He gives us all things to richly to do what? To enjoy. So God has made provision. God has made provisions for your enjoyment, that you enjoy things. He said, as for the rich in this world, charge them not to be proud and arrogant and contemptuous of others, not to set their hopes on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly and ceaselessly provide us with everything for our enjoyment. So there's room for what? For enjoyment. The important thing is that our heart is not set on those things. Praise the Lord. Me, I have taste for good things, oh, praise God. It's true. I have taste for good things, oh. Because the Bible says we must enjoy them. So it's part of what we are going to spend our time doing. And I tell some people, I say, look, that part of what the things we do in church when we come here is to enjoy the presence of God. When church starts to become a burden, when church starts to become, you know, a task, then there's a problem. Because the psalmist says, I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. It should be something we are looking forward to enjoy. So this morning, I believe you are going to enjoy your time in the presence of God. I believe you are going to just let yourself loose and just and dance and allow Christ to have his way. It doesn't matter what the situation may be that is before you. That moment that you are worshiping God, whatever it is that appears to be a mountain, God will level it in your life in Jesus' name. A time before God is a time of rejoicing, because the victory is in Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Not in your situation, but rejoice in the Lord, and you will see victory come to you in Jesus' name. Can we just rise up and pray? Can we just speak to God? I don't know how you've been using your time before, but we have just heard that time is a finite commodity in the hands of man, or in the life of man. It's a commodity that we have to use wisely. It's one of those things that God has entrusted to you and I. Why don't you speak to God? I don't know how you've been using your time before now. Just tell God, it's between you and him. Tell him how you choose to be using your time. And the grace of God is sufficient for you. He's going to help you, you know, to use that time wisely. He's going to help you to use time wisely in a way that you are going to affect your generation, in a way that you are going to be of relevance in your generation, in a way that, that people will begin to wait for you, because they know that when you come, you are going to bring about something purposeful, something that is environment changing, something that is a blessing to the lives of the people. And that can only come after you have spent time in the presence of the Almighty God. So time has to be used wisely. Time has to be used gloriously. Time has to be used according to the purpose of God. Time has to be used to satisfy only God. So play it. I want you to speak to God this morning and say, Father, make me from this moment, O Lord, a wise user of the time that I have. Make me a wise user of the time that I have, that I walk circumspectly from today onward in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we thank you because it is not for nothing that you want us to talk about time and timeliness. My prayer for all of us this morning is that we will never miss our time in Jesus' name. Lord, everything we have missed in the time past, Lord, there will be opportunity, oh Lord, once again, that we will make up for them in the mighty name of Jesus. As a result of things we did not know, everything that the enemy has stolen from us, oh Lord, he is going to restore to us from today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen.